This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our mail haulers out there hauling the mail, the bulk mail center to bulk mail center and all that, so you guys can get your mail delivered tomorrow. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out and see all the different things that we have over there that you didn't even know about. How's that? Alrighty, joining us right now from California, IA, it is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget the two words under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And there you have it. Now, we need to get back into the game here, and President Joe Biden's declaration that the United States will welcome refugees from Ukraine with open arms is absolutely, positively, overwhelmingly supported by the American voters.
Yeah, and I think everybody agrees, and I think that it's also it's a wonderful thing to behold, Captain, the American people being so inviting to those who have literally been, you know, victims of this horrible war.
Yeah, and of course, it's a little different than the Afghan people. That was bad enough, but most of those people, they just didn't have any trades to offer. They didn't have intelligence level, because most of them didn't want to learn, didn't want to know, and these people here are much more advanced. Their education is much better, and I think they can do a lot more to help America. That's just me talking.
Well, I think that, again, I think the American people have very big hearts, and of course, yep. There were many Afghan refugees that came to this country. And the American
Speaking of hearts, you wanted to ask me a question?
That's exactly right, Captain. Yes, we understand that you're working with a great organization called Samaritan's Purse, which, of course, I believe is with Franklin Graham's organization.
Yep, it is.
And, Captain, I wanted to ask you about that so you can tell everybody what you're doing with them.
Well, I put up a link on Facebook last night for the Samaritan's Purse website, where you can go over there, and they have a specific spot where you can dedicate money or whatever it is you want to do to the people over there in Ukraine. And it is specifically earmarked for that. Not anything else goes anywhere else. And Samaritan's Purse is on the ground there. They have a small hospital that they have set up. And they're looking to expand things if they have to, or if they're able to, rather. But they also are under the gun. They're not very far from the Polish border. So if they have to beat feet across the border because their position's about to be overwhelmed, then they can do that, too. So it's a very precarious position. But Franklin Graham, in my opinion, he's probably one of the most reputable people. If you're ever going to help anybody, he would be the one that would see to it that what you're trying to donate to or give to would be done exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, Franklin Graham is the real deal. There's just no doubt about that. He is doing the Lord's work, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
And I'm proud to be a small part of that.
Yes, yes, very much so. Well, yep. You mentioned the field hospital, Captain. It's on the outskirts of Lviv. They have two operating rooms. They have a capacity for 14 major surgeries and 30 minor surgeries per day. So they are doing great things and helping the people under the worst possible conditions.
Yep, but if you want to find out more, go over to my Facebook page and you'll see the link there. It's on the page, so just click on the link. You'll know more that way. By the way, Joe Biden has condemned Vladimir Putin in the harshest way, calling him a war criminal since Russia unleashes devastation on the Ukraine, and they're going after civilians. They're actually targeting civilians right now, their military, and there is no doubting it at all.
Well, that's exactly right. You want to hear the response from the Kremlin spokesperson about being called a war criminal?
Sure.
He said, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world," unquote. Captain, you know, it's sad, but, you know, they've drunk the Kool-Aid over
and theirs didn't.
Right.
And their cluster bombs didn't.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly. But, of course, you know, what a response. But I don't know. There's a lot of fear right now amongst the officials in Russia, I think, and that's gonna play in here sooner than later. Putin's war.
Yeah, and President Biden has also warned of a long and difficult battle, but says the U.S. is answering Zelensky's plea for help, and they're doing the best they can to try to do whatever. They just aren't giving them the planes. And keep it up, folks. Keep the court of public opinion. We'll eventually get Biden and company woke on this one eventually. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to have a little real radio talk here.
Real radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff, and we are back. Before I get into my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind everybody about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously, and I've taken it for well over 7 years now. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, it's all natural. It's drug-free, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is all natural. You won't need to worry about whether or not you're going to get buzzed or whatnot, because it's just not going to happen. But what it does do is it helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, pain, and swelling, which is a problem that I have. Now, it lowers or eliminates the pain that you have. It also takes care of the swelling, and it also goes straight to the source of the pain. So it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, as well as $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You take that three-week quick start, and you'll know by the end of the third week whether that's going to work for you. And then you get on the automatic mailing each month, and away you go. Now, usually when you see me trucking around, I've got a packet of that three-week quick start with me so I can save you a little money if you want to partake in buying it and trying it, because then what you do is you just follow up on that. And then when you do order your order, it's still going to be $19.95. So you still get a chance to save some money the second time around. But the website they gave me is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the $19.95 three-week quick start, and I betcha, you will not be sorry. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So what's your thought on all that is Vladimir Putin right now? We were talking about the fact
And Mark, of course, brought that up over in Clearwater. We were talking about the fact that it's entirely possible that if Putin has Parkinson's or something else added to it, that he may know exactly what he's doing, trying to go out in a bang of glory here, so to speak, as a martyr.
Yes, in some way, you know, the phrase I've used is the Vlad the Great. I mean, he thinks that he's really Vlad the Great, I would think. Whether he's successful, quote-unquote, in Ukraine or not, if he's successful in building back the borders of what used to be the Soviet Union, maybe in his own warped perception, he believes he'll go down in history as some kind of big hero or something. And that's, I think, very scary. Taken in total, what we've heard about those who have noticed his weird behavior, he's not the same Vladimir Putin, it would seem, I think should be really a cause for alarm. Now, you couple that, Captain, and I hate to say it, it pains me to say it, you couple that with a perceived weak American president, and who's going to go and now some 8 days from now finally go over and talk to NATO. You know, there just doesn't seem to be the idea that Putin is running into a brick wall in terms of the leadership that he's running into. So he's going to continue to do these atrocities. It's going to get more intense. The world is watching and will, I think, soon demand that something is done. We hear about no-fly zones. But there's got to be something else other than a no-fly zone, something really concrete that can be done if the no-fly zone is simply a no-go.
Now, federal authorities have hit the Boston BLM leader and her husband with fraud and conspiracy charges. And to that I say, amen.
Well, that's right. Of course, they're fully confident, I think, that they're going to be fully vindicated after the complete factual record emerges.
Sure they are. Sure they are.
So, yeah, we'll keep our eyes on this. But obviously there was a lot of money that began to flow during that time period. And so we're beginning to see.
And it went right in their pockets.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah, which is why they've been indicted.
Right. So this is a big, I think it's a really big object lesson here. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, before we go to our caller, the Biden administration is urging Congress to seize the deadly momentum to push the green energy policies right now, because this is the perfect time to do it with gasoline so high. But again, remember what I told you about gasoline. The price of gasoline is below $3 a gallon wholesale at the refinery right now. Below $3 a gallon. And we are being hosed at the pump.
Well, right. Well, they're happy as clams as long as everybody's getting hosed. However that's occurring, because that gives them the ability to say, go buy an electric car, as if that will literally solve the problems that people are facing. There won't solve the problems that people are facing, but they get to push that energy.
I heard an excuse that says, well, because of all the oil that was bought at the higher price that's in the system right now, they have to wait till that gets out before they can lower the price significantly. Yeah, nuts. That I'll use the thing that came out of the Battle of the Bulge. Nuts.
Nuts, right. Well, but and people, you know, I this all goes into the calculus. So we're going to see how this plays out politically in terms of the midterm election here.
Not good.
Not good for Democrats. That's for sure. So whoever's going to have the better message, I think the Republicans might have an edge on getting the better message here. It's going to compound the problems the Democrats are facing in November.
Well, let's go to the phone line and we'll find out what Picasso wants. He is the professor of unknown professorism. So let's see what he's up to. Mr. Picasso, what's on your mind?
Yeah, my Russian isn't so good. My Danish is good. My German is great. My French stuff.
That has nothing to do. You're an American. Speak American or don't talk to me.
I love it. I pledge allegiance to the America. I don't pledge allegiance to a corrupt Washington, D.C. or a dictator across the
country. All right, let's go. What's going on?
Okay, we gotta go. I only got 60 seconds. Can't have an opposing view. You didn't answer my last question, Professor, but your psychoanalysis is super interesting. Russia's at war with Ukraine. Unless he dies, the eventful event is gonna happen. He has about a 72% rating right now in his own country. Of course, this is two countries that are next to each other. But my first question to you is, about what I would call the nationalists that you repeatedly said don't exist. I repeat the name Bandera, whose street is next to the Capitol, and his Azov battalion. And the interesting thing is how we can prove they exist. The neo ones, and they're called Nazis, they're called neo-Nazis, they love to tattoo themselves. They love to tattoo themselves. And there's only about 30% in World War II, only about 35% took over Germany. But Nazis were throughout Europe in every country in some form or another, and militarily rose up. Not all Ukrainians are Nazis. Not all military in Ukraine are Nazis. But there's a significant amount, between 20 and 30%. Most of them are down in Maripol and down in the Donbass. So you might want to study that history. My question the other night was, NATO is 30 members. The United States is one. The United States Congress is declaring a world war so that we should send all the weapons we can. Where is the cry for peace? I want peace. I want people to stop dying. I don't hear you talking about...
All right, you're editorializing. What's the question? Is that the question?
He's not aware of it.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay, because we don't editorialize. He asked a question, so where's the piece? I'd like to know that one myself.
Well, yeah, me too, exactly. I think it's a multi-layered question or multi-layered response, because how do we get to this point?
Okay, the United Nations supposedly is the body where they're supposed to discuss the peace and have the countries get together and all that stuff. That's my understanding, correct?
Well, sure, yeah, that's mm-hmm. the place to start.
And then they will turn around and they will say, well, Mr. Russia, Mr. Ukraine, and whoever else, we want you to sit down and have a conference, try to work this out with yourself. Well, the only way they're going to work it out is if Ukraine gives up and the president says, I'm leaving on such and such a date, and the country will go to elections and this, that, and the other, which will be rigged because of they'll have a puppet put in there, a Russian puppet, and then they'll do what they want to do, which is what I think they had before when they had the war back in, 2014?
Right, when they took over Crimea, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that didn't last very long. And let's put it this way. I know that... In a perfect world, the United States would stand up with NATO, with the United Nations, and tell Russia to go back where they came from. If we had a different president right now, if we had a George W. Bush, we know what he did. If we had a Donald Trump, we know what he did. If we had a George H.W. Bush, we know what he did. They would have pushed Putin back where he came from. But we've got the wuss, Joe Biden, and all he's going to do is sit there and act like he knows what's going on, but he really doesn't. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hold that thought, Kyle. Joe Biden is, if he's a leader, then I'm the king of England. I mean, good God Almighty. Unbelievable, these people. Unbelievable. Okay, Jeff, your turn.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News.
FEMA has helped with funerals for people who died from COVID. Tim Berg has the report. FEMA announced on Tuesday that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19 victims. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500.
American officials at the U.S. southern border are allowing Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion to stay in the U.S. for 1 year without fear of deportation. Several Ukrainians told Reuters they passed through a checkpoint in Mexico and received permission to remain in the country until 2023. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov. In front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You know, I was talking to Dawn the other day, that's Mike Lindell's personal assistant, and she was telling me, because I said to her, I said, we kind of have an on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again special deal where you got this for sale, that for sale, this for sale. She says, well, why didn't you do it this way? And I said, what's that? She says, why don't you just tell them that everything we've got's on sale, because Mike is basically put everything up at 50% off or 67% off or 75% off or buy one, get one, or buy one, get a gift, whatever. And it's all on that radio listener specials page. And I thought about it for a second. I went over there and looked at it again. And there's well over 150 items over there. And she's right. She's right. So if you go to MyPillow.com, never mind what's on the front page, go to the radio listener specials page, because that's where all the specials are for the radio listeners. You take a look at everything that's over there, and you're going to see some really great deals. Now, in order to get the prices that are there, you need a promo code. Promo code you'll use will be Captain. Very simple. Captain. That'll get you whatever you want at the reduced prices that you're looking at. Now, if you don't want to use the computer and you're afraid about getting information out there that people are going to get their hands on, then you can call them on the phone. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com,
check out the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and place your order on the line, 800-641-5459. Take a good look. The slippers are now 50% off again. 50% off. Can't beat it. And I've already ordered a second pair because I had to wait for the color that I wanted to come in. So now I got two different pairs of slippers, two different colors. And Kyle, you say you're working on getting one?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, and the towels too.
Yeah, well,
another set of towels.
Yeah, well, you'll still have the specials there to operate with. Just use the promo code CAPTAIN and you're in like for them.
That's right. Yeah, it's super simple. They got a great website, by the way, and it's easy to check out and buy, and also to call that 800 number as well if they don't want to go online.
Now, did you have a question? We were talking during break. Did you have a question about something?
Well, it's sort of this notion we're hearing from this idea that the Nazis were somehow in charge or something of Ukraine. This seems to follow the exact Russian line
that
they told either their own people or told, even more importantly, the military, with the false notion that they're cleaning out the Nazis out of the Ukrainian government or something like that. It doesn't seem like that they were in charge of the government in any way, shape, or form.
I would be more concerned about the Chechens.
Yes.
Because they're the ones that are Arab, Islamic. And they have no morals.
Well, we've seen brutality under numerous guises, unfortunately, even in recent history. But what we're witnessing, Captain, is the way that Putin went through his speech in a rambling sort of thing with stuff that happened 300 years ago. I mean, what's going to happen next? Is some other European country going to say, well, we're going to reconstitute our empire now, because I guess that's the going thing these days. None of this makes any sense,
no.
And it's all a pretext to do what he's doing.
And I just sent Mark an email back there in Clearwater and get answers of what he wanted to have answered. So I hope that takes care of what you want there, Mark. Now, Chinese spies were grabbed by the feds, charging several individuals of targeting U.S. residents. Now, what did these U.S. residents have in common?
What was that?
They all worked in security.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, and I hope you don't mind if I ask, Captain, but was Eric Swalwell at all part of this investigation? Of
I don't know, but
Chinese
Fing Fang, or whatever her name was, might have been.
Feng Feng, yeah, that's because I always think of that when I hear a story like this or a reference like this. I often wonder, and then I ask the question, why is he on the House Intelligence Committee?
He won't be if the Republicans take control of the House.
Well, no,
we've already heard that.
Yeah,
he will be taken off that committee.
And that's another campaign issue. Why does Nancy Pelosi keep someone on who has this kind of compromising, or as Adam Schiff might say, the compromise, you know, whatever they
use
that word.
There's a character. Well, it's official. The Fed has announced a long-awaited decision on interest rates. They're going to raise rates for the first time in 3 years with 6 more rate increases planned, and it will affect your wallet.
Well, sure. And, you know, they're doing it ostensibly to try to start to curb inflation. But, Captain, you and I know that you could start curbing inflation by
stopping spending.
The price of fuel. That's right. And all this money that the government puts into circulation with these huge spending programs, because you dilute the value of the dollar that way. And that also is a great cause of inflation. But what will happen, though, too, Captain, you know, I'm starting to see stories come out about, okay, get ready for a recession. This kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to go back to the days of Jimmy Carter. This is Jimmy Carter mm-hmm. on steroids.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna be pretty.
Well, if you don't want to go back, wait till you hear this one. Here we go, Cuomo again, is what this is entitled. We know that the disgraced ex-New York governor reportedly is seriously considering a return to politics to run for governor against Governor Wokel, his replacement, who was not elected.
Well, there was a recent public poll that showed him just a little bit behind Governor Hochul right now. So this prompts the idea that he should run and this kind of thing. But Captain, he's disgraced. I don't think he's really viable. The accusations, multiple accusations and multiple issues that were brought up with him, I don't know how he goes out and campaigns without every single question being about the issues with women. I think that is that's just a deal breaker in the mind of the American voter and the voter in New York, I would think. This guy is too full of
it. He can't keep his hand out to women is what it is.
Well, you know, and he resigned in disgrace for a reason, and now they're trying to make some kind of comeback. You know, I just think it's absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, if you want to talk about an edge of a cliff and somebody going over it, well, Russia's on the verge of a historic, historic debt default that could send shockwaves throughout the global economy because they don't have any money to pay for their loan.
Well, that's right. I think, Captain, it begs the question, what are the Russian people going to do? What are the Russian leaders going to do? At what point is Putin going to be, let's just say, for lack of a better expression, stripped of his power in some way so that they can try to turn this off? If that were to happen, one might think that there would be some international goodwill to try to get things back on track. But that goodwill will not be there ever, mm-hmm. ever if they continue with this war with the atrocities that we're seeing.
Yeah.
They will reach a point of no return where they can't ever regain the status quo.
I got one for you right now. The Biden administration is considering removing a key group from the terrorist list as part of the Iran deal, the nuclear deal. Who is the group?
It is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
That's right.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this is, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to do a Bidenism. Come on, man.
Now, let's get this out there again because I love it. President Biden blamed Russia again for the big recent jump in gasoline prices, but it just isn't flying on Main Street. So now he's placing blame with the big U.S. energy companies that they're all out there price gouging. Well, they've been price gouging for years, but it was, in fact, not Russia that started this. It was Joe Biden on day one going into office by getting rid of the Keystone XL pipeline.
That's right. In other words, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, right? Pay no attention to him. But what they're doing, Captain, is they're weaving this thing with partial truths about gouging.
Now we want to
trying to spin it.
We want to end this on a funny note. You ready?
Sure.
President Biden mistakenly referred to Vice President Kamala Harris as First Lady during remarks on Equal Pay Day in the White House this week.
Did somebody write it on the card?
I don't know.
Sure, but,
I don't know.
But, yeah, that's here we go. I mean, he's called her president. Now she's the first lady. Make up your mind.
The first lady's husband had COVID.
That's right.
Yeah. And then his wife was the one to call out and said, wait a minute. I know that thought, oh, this is crazy. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave. And they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
Angus, Kyle.
Yeah.
There goes Angus. I'll tell you what, AC/DC, if anybody could ever rock it wherever they were at, they are the ones.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, iconic and classic. And just unparalleled.
Right. Well, let me give you the weather out west. And, folks, we got us a storm brewing along I-70 west of, or east of Denver, coming to the east. So Kyle will tell you all about that and some more. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. I'm going to start north of Colorado tonight up in Wyoming. We still have a lot of rain and sleet coming across the I-25. If you're starting up near Wheatland, you're going to then find yourself perhaps even in snow as you get into Cheyenne. It should be snowing in that area. And then also going west of I-80 towards Laramie, you're definitely going to encounter snow coming across the road. As you travel down I-25, though, into Colorado, you've got sleet, a mixture of sleet and moisture coming across the road. But definitely in Denver, you've got sleet reading there right now. Snow southwest of Denver. This is going to be just south of Castle Rock. As you go down I-25, Colorado Springs, definitely going to have a few inches of snow as you make your way south there. But now going out I-76, definitely rain all the way to the border with Nebraska. And then as you mentioned, Captain, coming east out I-70, this is where all this is beginning to head. You're going to be in the rain as you head towards the border there with Kansas. So be careful out there, because it is definitely bad weather. And then down at the border of New Mexico and Colorado, we still have winter weather storm warning going on there. Rain and sleet coming across the road near Trinidad tonight.
All righty. Well, let's take a look at Kansas first, because we got some rain there in Kansas, which is out in front of this cold weather with the snow. So you're going to have rain out in front of the snow moving across Kansas. You've also got in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Amarillo, Texas, you've got some unsettled conditions there, which probably because of what's to the west of Amarillo over New Mexico, namely some snow in the higher elevations, that's going to be tracking across too. And that would put it on I-40 as well as I-70. So that would be the perfect areas to have all kinds of interesting fun in another day or two as it gets over towards the Mississippi River. Now, unsettled weather goes down to Lubbock, goes down to Midland, comes over into the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so be advised you got things going on there, so keep your eyes in the sky and pay attention to the weather. Now, we do have some heavy, dense fog today. There is fog to report on the west side of Florida, down around Fort Myers, down around Naples, down along I-75, close to the water, as well as coming up into Sarasota, Manatee counties. Might have some fog and a bridge down there coming over into St. Pete. We've been told about foggy conditions here up in north of Tampa, up along Osprey. A couple of drivers going to work told us that they were driving in some PC fog. So just be careful. Allow yourself plenty of extra time and be careful. Don't go zooming along. If you can't see nothing, remember the other people can't see anything either. And then, of course, we'll take a look at Alabama. Montgomery North, all the way into Tennessee. Halfway, almost two-thirds of the way across Tennessee right now, to include Nashville. Just west of Knoxville, Tennessee, you have got fog all the way to the Mississippi River. And it encompasses all of Tennessee from about Nashville straight west. Now, also, going a little bit further down into Mississippi, the northern part of Mississippi, you got fog across there, so be advised. There's also fog up the East Coast around the Chesapeake Bay area, around Jersey and Long Island, down around North Carolina, and looks like we got some patchy fog on the east side of Florida tonight, too. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway report brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. And you never know when you're going to see me there, one of them either, around here in the area, because I do stop there when I'm out on the road. I pull in there and grab myself something to eat. And I take advantage of going in there and saying howdy, howdy to some of the guys that are in there, because they're good people. Good people. And don't forget that Truckers Convoy is still up there driving around Washington, D.C., too. Is it not, Denise Simon?
Good morning.
They're up there. The truckers got away. Yep, they were diverted. They tried to get into the city, I think, yesterday, and they were diverted again.
Okay. I don't know about diversion. I
do. They had They had a couple of exit blocks. They couldn't get off to go where they wanted. So that's what happened there. So they had to go down and take the detour, and it took them even further away than where they wanted to go. But that's the way it goes. All right. The Ukrainian president, Mr. Zelensky, made an appearance here in the United States. And let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Yep, I should be able to. Okay, here's 41 seconds of the description of what happened.
I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Wearing his now trademark Army green T-shirt, Zelensky thanked the United States for its military support and humanitarian assistance, but he made a direct appeal to America's leaders to do more. Specifically, he asked for a military-enforced no-fly zone over Ukraine.
Is this a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people? Is this too much to ask?
Zelensky, who also requested more sanctions on Russia, appealed to an American audience, asking them to remember the horrors of Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 attacks. He said the innocent people of Ukraine are being attacked in the same way every day.
Now, the funny thing, not funny, but the strange thing, I'll use that word, about all of this is that the Ukrainians are using social media to try to get the message out, and it appears to be working a little bit about this no-fly zone and send us the planes and all that.
Well, they're also doing the same thing in trying to tell the Russian citizens.
Yep.
Because there are a lot of family and friend connections between Ukraine and Russia, to tell Russian citizens that the war is real. So, yeah, to the point where they're actually doing some other crazy things, and that's dialing random phone numbers in Russia.
Yeah.
Random cell phone numbers telling them that the war is real.
Yep, and double yep. Well, I hear the music coming up, so when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.